May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please do be seated. I was sucked into watching the little golf video link of the toddler coming onto the green when his dad had won. It was the Open Championship, which took place in Northern Ireland, and Scotty Scheffler had been presented with the Winners' Cup, and his toddler's son, Bennett, began to toddle up the slope onto the green, stumbling as he did so. Did any of you see it? He was rescued by a steward, and his dad came to meet him, letting his son steady himself, letting his son have a look around at the crowd as the crowd cheered and clapped, and then his dad swept him up into his arms along with the cup. It was a lovely sight. In the interview afterwards, Scotty, the dad, said, "Well, my son just wants to spend time with me, and I hadn't seen much of him." A good relationship between father and son. The father seeing his son in need, looking to him, and the father stopping and going to help. The son expecting that of him, trusting he will help him and give him some time. In our gospel reading today, the disciples had seen Jesus praying, and one asks Jesus to teach them to pray, like John teaches his disciples to pray, it says. And the words of the Lord's Prayer we have in our gospel reading today from Luke's gospel. In Matthew's gospel, we have this account too, which has the slightly longer version of the Lord's Prayer. And these two versions of this one account happening highlights the different audiences the Gospels are written for. Luke's Gospel is written for Gentile Christians, those Christians who do not have a Jewish background to their faith in Christ. The Jewish folk, the Jewish faith, would have taught them of the Creator God as a father figure of Israel. So we have the emphasis in this account today in Luke's Gospel, and it's on the fatherhood of God, our Creator. The emphasis on the paternal love that God has for us, and that we should feel confident, bold, trusting in our Father's love. And the Gentile Christians may not have had such a relationship with their Father. To be honest, some of us today do not have such a relationship with their Father either. I read that the Greco-Roman father was definitely the head of the family. They had total control over their children, over their grandchildren too, and whatever should happen to them, they dictated it. And their decisions were not always favourable to the child and their innocence in life. So in Luke's gospel, we hear God being introduced as a gentle, loving, compassionate God who listens to their children. And we have the two examples by way of parables. One of the neighbour being badgered with requests for bread for unexpected visitors. And the other parable asking, who gives their child a snake when asked for a fish? And this parable doesn't say that the father gives the fish. In fact, I can remember my children wanting a snake when they were little. And I said, no way you're getting a snake. Because whenever we have any creature that goes missing, gets out of its cage or whatever, I'm the one who has to put my hand under the sofa to drag it back out again. And I am not dragging a snake out from under the sofa. So we compromised with some other pet. So we may not always get exactly what we ask for, but God, our Father, will listen and will answer our request in some way that is favourable to us in our innocence. And today we are told also to not give up in our prayer, to be bold in our prayer. In fact, Paul, when he writes his many letters to the Christian churches, he writes in Romans to the Roman people, rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, be constant in prayer. And he writes to the Ephesians, pray at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication, be persistent and persevere. And in fact, that reading we had from Genesis that Arthur read, our first reading from Genesis certainly shows persistence and boldness in prayer. Abraham did not give up on asking God to ease back on his action towards the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham spoke very boldly to God. Our requests, our petitions show God our love. They show our compassion for others, our desire for good to be found in people and for them to be helped in their life. I was having a conversation just recently about the terrible images and reports of those poor innocent people starving literally to death in Gaza. And my friend said, but loads of people are starving every day across the world and it doesn't make headline news. And we talked more about this and found that all those suffering need to be heard and helped. And if we have to make most of those in the headlines as an example to remind us, then so be it. We can only really be putting our focus on those that are right in front of us and be persistent in our prayers and demands for them. Each person God created, our Father, each person is precious to him. And we are called to pray for all with perseverance. And today with our Luke's gospel words of the Lord's Prayer, which, to be honest, can become so familiar to us that we overlook what we are saying. So Jesus, the prayer that he said today to the disciples, Father, hallowed be your name. We cry out to our Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed meaning holy, sanctified. God's name is holy. We pray that we will honour God's name in our life. Commit to this. Your kingdom come. This kingdom we long for and realise in heaven, or we long for it here on earth too. Our desire for and longing for God's rule to reign here on earth, God's justice, God's peace, and God's love for all. Give us each our daily bread. We call for God's nourishment in our life. Our daily staple need for God's word, his blessing, his sustenance to be in our life. And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. As we ask for forgiveness from God, we are reminded of the need for us to forgive too. The whole thing with our faith in Christ is that we are not only in relationship with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but we are in relationship with all people, and we need to forgive as we ask for forgiveness. That's hard. And finally, in our Lord's Prayer today, we have, do not bring us to the time of trial. Here we recognize temptation is all around us, and we ask not to be brought into temptation, not into a time of trial. It is, help me and protect me from the evil one, God. So going back to little Bennett, the toddler on the golf course, and his dad coming to meet him, rescuing and lifting him high, we can see from our two readings today, that is what we can expect from our relationship with God, our Father. And that just as all the people oohed and aahed and clapped in the crowd at this display of love, trust and care shown between these two humans, Father and Son, we too can have faith from what we read in the Bible and realise from our own relationship with God that we all humanity, are called to that same relationship with God, all of us, as brothers and sisters, with our Father God. Amen.